This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Brian.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So today's the day, and if you haven't been listening to what we've been trying to tell you for a while, you're screwed at the airport.
Tattooed. Rude, dude.
Well, you know, you're supposed
to get tattooed and screwed.
Receive that real ID by now.
I got one. But I had to bring a lot of documentation.
Okay, so walk through that process, because I'm still over here fake ID, I guess.
Yeah. So I had to bring birth certificate, social security card, and two proofs of a residence, which was a lot harder to get than you would think.
So would you like?
Because you don't do like paper bills.
Well, when I pay them, like it's usually like online.
That's what I'm saying. They don't allow screenshots.
They didn't for me. Like, I had to bring stuff in.
Oh, wow. Gosh, I don't get... I mean, I straight up do all mine. It's not because I give a damn about the environment. It's just because it's easier for me to... I care about the environment. But it's more about just auto draft.
But I never fly, so... I had to renew anyway, so
I
might as well.
I saw you on 85 yesterday. You do. You really do.
Yep.
Nah, you meant an airplane. I know.
And then he... he flies if he was keeping up with me.
Yep. So today's the day, May 7th, and... air travelers everywhere over the age of 18 will need to be compliant and carry this real ID. If you don't do that, you're going to be delayed at checkpoints.
What do you do about your sympathy dog or whatever? Like, what do they need?
You need the proper documentation
need
for that.
AKC registered or something?
Whatever.
Papers and whatnot.
I'll tell you what, something
I don't
happens.
Really know about that. I can't speak on that.
I don't have any papers. It's a Facebook puppy.
It's weird. I don't know if Social Security follows me on Instagram at @omatthew, but they instantly knew when my mom died. Like, they instantly knew.
I don't know what triggers their system.
Probably the filing of death certificate. I know that up until recently they didn't really, two or three years.
I know. So was this a post Doge Elon type thing they fixed to where?
Yeah.
Because there were people, dead for years.
I don't
want
to give him credit for it, but there was an opening of the books and it was like, okay, where'd this money go? And then it all goes back to the lawmakers in that state. Like, but then every state's got it going on now. I mean, in ours, again, $2 billion. Every town has a little bit of drama going on right now, whether they're fighting about insurance prices or sheriff issues and such. There's a lot of that. And then you've got the whole nation as a whole. It's God.
Everything's just compounded.
They ask me every year to run, and I'm not doing it. I'm not.
Don't do it.
No. I'll walk briskly. They want me to run, leave, get the hell out of there, but not for office.
Okay, so these are the...
Counts.
This is what is accepted for your real ID, state-issued enhanced driver's license with the star on it, mm-hmm. U.S. passport, U.S. passport card, DHS trusted traveler cards, or U.S. Department of Defense ID.
DOD?
You know, Canadian driver's license not on there?
I don't see it.
I saw it on several. I was like, that's just odd to me. We're like trying to attempt to take that country yeah. over, but yet their driver's license mean more than ours.
We will get it.
We need their internet, well, but we're going to take their land.
We take their power.
Minerals.
And their syrup.
Permanent resident card, border crossing card, and acceptable photo ID issued by a federally recognized tribal nation or Indian tribe.
My tattoo would count then.
HSPD-12PIV card. Nice. And then a foreign government issue passport. Those are the acceptable IDs that you can bring to the airport. Oh, Canadian provincial driver's license or Indian or Northern American Affairs Canadian card.
Look, the only thing it has on it is a star. We're going to get to the point where when they fake IDs, they could easily put that star on there.
I mean, like...
So it's supposed to be an extra level of, you know, authentication.
Take that down to another level of, like... And I look, I don't want to get rid of paper money because I think we all know what the end of that means, but...
It's already out of whack.
But thinking about, like, how, you know, everybody can get nice printers now. Like, very nice professional print. Like, the days of having to go to a camera shop and get a fake ID obviously are over. You can mm-hmm. make them. But think about with the money. Like, I mean, it's got to be absurd how hard it is to. It's not just with the highlighter anymore. They figured that out, too. Like.
Could you imagine if Frank Abagnale was doing this now?
Oh, my God. With the internet?
Yeah, with this technology?
Freaking a cricket machine or
he
whatever?
He was making them look legit before all this.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you who don't know the movie Catch Me If You Can with DiCaprio, that was a true story.
The second one, not as good, but no. I enjoyed the first.
Well, here's some more things. Like you said, the Canadian driver's license, the Canadian provincial driver's license or Indian or Northern Affairs Canada card, and then transportation worker identification credential.
What about my press pass from Roy Hummers? Does that count for you?
No, it should.
But U.S. Citizen and Immigration Service Employment Authorization Card 1-766.
What about my COVID card?
Nope.
It's US, fake.
U.S. Merchant Mariner credential and Veteran Health Identification Card, AVHIC. That's what you need. If you don't have it, you're lacking.
Did not hear you say Ingalls Advantage card.
No. Which I got, by the way.
I have that as well.
On my keyring.
On my keyring.
Try it. Maybe they'll accept that form of identification. Not sure about that.
I get good deals on rotisserie chickens.
Rotisseries, huh? You ever look at the born on time on this?
I can tell you donut happy hour at 6 p.m. and after. $3 for $1.
Of course you can. What kind of donuts do you like?
I like spinny donuts.
Curlers?
Or they got the pretzel ones.
Curlers.
That are, they look like pretzels, but
how
they got
you
sprinkles
say that?
On them.
Curler. How do you say it?
Girder.
I don't eat them, so I don't.
But how would you pronounce it?
Years it's a cruller, right?
Cruller?
Is it a cruller?
I thought it was a cruller.
You've been saying it all.
I like spinny donuts.
The spinny donuts. What does that mean?
It looks like it looks like a woman's braid. Like
spinny braided donuts.
Oh, yeah.
I love the ones that, again, they're getting free shout outs today. The Anderson Jocolat, there was a woman and her sister that would make those. Apple donuts, and that you would actually see
them. Oh, yeah, they're in the fryer.
Floating down the fryer.
Ooh.
Are they still there?
I don't know. Let's go this Saturday.
Were they real sisters or like a couple?
I meant sisters in the term of,
they should have called it donut bumpers. And that
it wasn't the Mennonite ladies.
Oh, okay.
This is pound cake ladies.
Oh, boy.
They were also really good.
All the pound cake men. If we're shout out.
Shout out to Hunsinger's Cafeteria, Mission Polish Dogs. Not actual dogs, those were brought.
Hunt Shout sinkers. Out to the Pendleton Cookie Company.
Yeah.
Good cookies. Others?
Many others.
Well, let's talk about.
Paige, where'd you get your Confederate flag knife? Was that at a booth down there?
I bought it from you.
Oh, thank you. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
I know. I keep stealing it to stab
people. What the hell? Nice. Hell yeah.
You want it back here.
Too Brute.
Pound cake man.
Pound cake man is, you know, pound cake is.
I want you to get your van back, buddy.
Is an art because you have to make that with milk.
It's hard to find good ones because.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I have a friend that loves pound cake, and I made authentic pound cake, and I had to find the recipe for
it. I think
that.
You misheard her. She likes getting that cake pound.
Pound that cake. Get up in there and go.
Hit my damn music, as Kwee-wee once said.
Kwee-wee. Jesus. Alan. Alan Funt was his name, right? Funk?
Yep. Hit my damn music.
Hit my damn music.
After you harassed Buff for 10 minutes. Man.
And then he turned it into cut my music.
You're not a fan of AI, and you may love this because
it makes me paranoid.
There's a new report out on AI in fast food drive-thrus. And it wasn't great.
You're taking her drugs.
I don't think I've used one yet.
I don't trust that. I'm afraid I'm going to get something I don't like.
They're probably cleaner.
I didn't
of course, they say the dirtiest thing is your keyboard and your phone. So I don't trust technology to be clean.
Well, and...
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you get it. But I don't usually order like food through the fast food drive-through. I only have something pretty basic, but I order a hamburger for my animals. That it has.
I'm not laughing. My grandma would go to Kentucky Fried Chicken for her dog.
That has to be plain with nothing on it.
She'd get just in some plain damn gizzards.
So
Fluffy loves gizzards.
I would probably mess that up and put onions and ketchup on it. Yeah, and my dogs would be like, no.
You know what a particular chicken restaurant you mentioned just now does that pisses me off?
What?
If you get the buffet.
Don't serve Coke product?
Well, no. Well, I mean, that's one thing.
Yeah.
If you get the buffet, they'll pick off the buffet for to-go orders. I'm like, stop it.
No.
You got chicken in the back. Quit picking it off the buffet.
The buffet's not fresh.
Well, it ain't for the effing drive-thru. It's for me, who paid $18.55 a plate to sit here and eat buffet.
You know what? Not that place, but something similar. And I don't even have to say, but it was a pizza place. They had a buffet. And let's just say there was a particular pizza.
So, Michael.
No.
The guy that died 3 times, he was a pizza.
It was a pizza that would be known as more of a dessert pizza. Ew. And when they put it out, it would go fast. And one time they put one out, and then they said, wait a minute.
Is it
that's an
chip?
Order. They had made it for a pickup or delivery or whatever. So they could take it back off the thing and box it up. And I'm like, damn, I want some chocolate chip pizza.
No,
I know, man. I want to go to Pizza Inn and pick it
up. God, so good, man. So good.
I remember those days.
I used to wait in line at CC's on Haywood Road when they put out the little sticky buns because the fat Samoan chef would sling his butter all over him. I'd watch him do it. And when he was doing it, I'm like, they're about to come out fresh. Ooh. I'm going to be the first one up there.
That guy turned out to be Jacob Fatu.
A shout out to the Italian manager, Bongiorno Paisan, that ran the CC's on Haywood Road.
What an international staff they have. A little DEI in the works, perhaps. Who knows?
He'd always hook it up.
So people aren't too excited about AI in restaurants.
I don't like looking at stuff. And the assumption now is, I was joking obviously when I thought Trump was the Pope, but like there's stuff where like I realize filters, blah blah blah, but like when I see things now and I'm like, I'm looking at it more than I would used to look at it. Like I'm like,
you gotta question it.
I'm like, I feel like my eyes can see that this is fake. But what if it turns out that it's not and it's just your mind?
As soon as they can figure out the mouth, that's where you look first.
Then hands.
Then the fingers.
The hands and the, yep.
When a hot chick's got 30 fingers on one hand,
it's
you're like
yeah. You're so smart. You figured out what Dean Cain would look like butt naked, but you gave him 7 fingers? Hey, what? I don't know. Use that example.
Look, I found that out a few weeks ago when he was in town.
Thinking back to Comic-Con, yeah.
So when they were looking at this study, they looked at a series of test cases involving 3 things: AI voice ordering, mobile ordering for pickup, and in-store kiosk ordering. And the results weren't perfect. Like 22% of the time, the AI voice ordering system glitched. And it needed employees to step in because it probably wouldn't understand what people are saying.
They're all at least switching to the kiosks. When they redo these fast food places or when they build new ones, they usually have the kiosks at least.
Yeah.
And I like using them.
Whataburger has that.
Yep.
But you know what, though? They'll be sitting there. Me and my daughter and her family went recently, and the person is standing there, you know, it was kind of slow, one of those slow times at Whataburger, and the young lady was just standing there, you know. She was leaning, she wasn't cleaning, and the kiosks are there, and I'm like, you know what, I want you to keep a job. I'm going to order this from you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was it?
She looked perturbed.
Was it seamless, like an easy process?
No, I ordered it through the regular human being.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, were they as good as the machine?
I don't know. I just felt it's like when I go to CVS, for example, they have that self-checkout, but then there'll be a person standing there. I'm like, I'm not going to bypass you to go to this machine.
I want the experience. I want to go to the Burger King on Pendleton Street outside of town and hear the chick say, "Can I have your order, please?"
Your order.
Of course. Yeah. Your order.
And then when you give her something, she's like, "Hang on a second." She got to go one by one.
I love the ones where they still call you sugar and baby and stuff like that.
Oh, that's her.
Pull on around, baby.
Sugar baby.
That is the one. That's the same one. I haven't had fast food breakfast in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys.
Let's go right now during this next segment. Yeah, we'll get up the road. All right. More Rise Guys right after this.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Morning show.
How do they say that now? What is the prom season equivalent of Hoko?
I think you that know, might be it.
Hoko?
I think it's just prom
season. Oh, it's just called prom season.
Yeah, we're in the middle of it, too.
Right smack dab in it. The kid, her son, asked two girls to go somehow, maybe some accidental thing. That's going to probably sound like a sitcom. I asked the wrong one. I asked the wrong Jennifer, but the other Jennifer found the note. So I'm going to take them both now.
Coming up at 8 o'clock. Took the wrong chick to prom.
Mom's got... issue with it, or there's something she needs some advice about with it. So let's go now to Anonymous Mom. Good morning, Anonymous Mom.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Oh, first off, I listen to you guys every single day. If I'm working, if I'm home, I just really appreciate you taking my call. And I'm going to try not to fangirl too hard, but I feel like you guys are always like so authentic in what you feel. And for the most part, just give really good advice.
You know, 50% of the time, I would say that's so. We will either help you or make it a hell of a lot worse. It's kind of a flip of the coin, but hopefully now when it comes to, you know, things that are not frivolous like this involving kid or whatever, we will, you know, we all have children, so we will take that into heart. But tell us about your kid, your son, right?
Yeah, my son, he's a junior. And this is just like a really exciting time for him. He's got he's such a good kid. He's got such a big heart. And
like enlarged he, or? Yeah, right.
No. Okay. No, he's an athlete, though. He's an athlete, but luckily he, he's been all checked. He's great. He's just kind and empathetic, and he has just so much going for him. He's into peer leadership, aside from just being like a three-season athlete. So he asked this girl to prom, who he's been really good friends with since middle school. Mm-hmm. They're always in a group chat. They're really just genuine good friends. And she didn't have a date, so he felt bad for her.
Right.
She's always been picked on for her weight. And I thought, wow, what a gentleman. Yeah. But then he tells me he wants to bring another girl too. Another one who doesn't have a date, and she's also a big girl.
So he's doing like a 2-for-1 charity date type thing?
Fat boy, it's not a charity thing.
I mean, if they're all in on it, why not? You know, if it's just for fun and nobody has any romantic notions on either one, there won't be any drama.
Yeah. What's
I mean,
2-for-1 charity date. My God, Fat Boy.
Don't it seem like it, though? He's a good kid.
Yeah.
The girls are fine with it, too.
Yeah.
He just wants them to have a nice time. He's a good kid. He's got a heart like his grandmother.
Well, is your grandma into plus-size women?
See, this is what I love about you guys. But
Reggie,
she did
what we do.
No, she would no, but she did raise him to be kind, and that's all this is, I think.
We are awesome.
Yeah.
What's the problem, though? Like, you think your son is just too nice and he's gonna like go through life being too nice and not ever having his own thing or whatever?
Well, the problem is, I don't know if I'm being a bad mom for even thinking this, but all right, I'm going to be honest. My son's a really good-looking kid. He's got a great smile. He's funny. Like, as I said, he's so good at sports, and girls usually chase him. Like, there's always a different girl who's, you know, into him. And when I see him going to prom with two girls who, let's just say, aren't exactly what most high schoolers would call attractive, you know?
You're saying they're twos, and your son's like a solid 9.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it that way, but that's about right. It's not about looks. I mean, okay, it is kind of about looks. I just don't want him to look back one day and think, why did I spend prom night playing social worker?
Damn. Yeah. I mean, do you think, is this just you, or do you think, like, people are going to make fun of him at the prom? Because he's...
You know they will. They make fun of kids for everything.
Yep.
I mean, kids are brutal. They're going to make fun of you for everything. So he's going to walk in with two big girls, and everyone's going to start whispering, or worse, posting about it. He's going to be a meme. And then what? He could take a girl who turns heads, and instead he is going to get laughed at.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. And I see your point, because I've said, like, with She's names, right. You have to, like, you have to think, okay, is this name, whether it's a family name or whatever, are kids going to spin this in? Like, think about this. And true story. I mean, when is the last time you heard of a kid being named Richard? It does not happen anymore. It does not happen anymore. It does not happen anymore. So your big concern is what? Like, his reputation, or he's not, like, cashing in on his cute looks and his hotness?
Well, yeah, look, prom
pictures.
She said
he was attractive.
Yeah.
Prom pictures are going to live forever. And when his buddies show off photos with their stunning girlfriends, what's he going to have? Two girls that people feel sorry for? It's just not a good look.
But do you think in 10 years, like, any of that matters? I went to prom my senior year with a girl who started, we were just friends, seriously, just friends. And then 2 weeks after I asked her, she started dating a guy. So we went as friends. But after, you know, like 2 or 3 dates, boom, she was with him. So it's not going to matter.
That it's easy for you to say you're not the one who has to listen to the whispers at church or the look on people's faces when they ask, like, wait, those were his dates? Because I do like to show him off.
I mean, she's not wrong. People are going to talk, but, you know, I think they're also going to say and think, like, you know, your son's a good dude.
Hold on. Paige, what do you want to say?
I can't remember if my mom kept my prom pictures up forever. I don't think she did.
I don't know.
I don't think, I think it kind of went away after the first.
Oh, mom, you don't want to read these text messages. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be glad to read them to you.
Maybe in defense for your son, the girl that he really wanted to go is going go with him.
That's what a lot of
somebody
people are
else.
Saying. Like,
so he's just trying to go and have a good time.
If he's chased all the time, as you said, why did he end up not having a date? That's what these people are saying. On the text
right,
line.
Listen, you know what I'd say? If these two girls were both cheerleaders with pretty faces and in good shape, I'd be thrilled. I'd be the first one. I would be buying corsages. I'd be taking 500 pictures, but they're not. They're just not. They're sweet, but they're big. And unfortunately, people judge and don't act like, you know what I mean? Don't act like I'm, you know, lying.
But are you judging or are you literally worried about what everyone else is going to think?
Like Both. And okay. That's what makes me a terrible, you know, that's what makes me a terrible person. But I just don't want him wasting what could have been a magical night on something people are either going to pity or laugh at.
You should chaperone and micromanage it and really ruin
it. Tell her to chaperone. Whatever, to chaperone.
All right, be honest. If your son brought home a girl like that to date, you know, like long term, would you be cool with it?
I'd smile. I'd pretend, but I'd die a little inside.
God. Mom,
she's
honest. I mean,
what if you had, what if one of your children started to become overweight? Would you stop loving them?
No, but we'd fix it.
I mean, you heard her. I mean, she wants her son to, you know, like use his looks to his advantage and not waste his prom night making fat girls feel better about themselves. I mean, that's what it sounds
like. He's probably just going for a good time with his friends.
I mean, it is what it is.
He's got a big heart.
You have a big heart.
I love that about him. I'm proud, but I just don't want him to wake up one day and think, why did I waste my prom night being the nice guy?
But he's not...
Well, it's
I don't think any guy is looking to win prom king. For the queen, I mean, I don't know, the girls still give a crap, but like in the movies, it's always like... Some, you know, like they always join together and elect like a nerd or you know somebody who's not the homecoming cheerleader or whatever kind of thing. He's just trying to make like two girls feel included, and to me that's not any kind of weakness. That's kind of rare these days.
Maybe he's a chubby chaser. You know, he's got a kink for chubby chicks.
Maybe he's just a good guy, and it's probably better than your kids going out having sex for the first time on prom night, which they do sometimes.
Please.
Well. Look, what if these two girls, now seriously, and I am thinking this is like a Hallmark movie now, but what if like these two girls go out and have like the best night ever, and it's all because of your kid? Like what if 10 years from now, they still remember that moment where your little son, cute little boy, made them feel like they were the damn prom queens? Or like, God, worse yet, like what if one of them did win and the other one like gets pissed and beats her ass? Seriously though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like it's a good thing that you shouldn't take a dump on, essentially. He's a good kid. That's rare.
All right. You're right.
For real, don't you think? I know you want to protect your kid. It's that same thing I do with, like, rhyming words that with names and thinking, like, try to look from a bully's kind of perspective.
Maybe I hadn't thought of all that. Maybe I had been looking at this all wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, look at you famous people celebrating a birthday on May the 7th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Yeah.
Start with this music right here. I've been waiting to get your reaction because when I saw whose birthday it was, I'm like, you're going to light up like a Christmas tree.
80 Bryant?
It is 80 Bryant's birthday.
Let's hear it. Okay. I didn't know if you had her.
I got it.
We love 80 Bryant. She was on the show. She followed me on Twitter until she deleted her Twitter.
You stupid bitch.
That's what she called me every time she would come on the show.
Very,
I've got the cadence of Trump as I'm saying this.
Obviously, she was great on the show. Loved her when she was on the show, but you really miss her when she's not there.
Yeah. I mean,
and really, I like the cast they got now.
They've got a very good utility cast, but they're not, you know, used to, I think Lauren, I mean, he knew that a lot of them were going to be popular, the castmates, and they were going to excel and grow into something bigger. Yep. It was like one somebody out of this class or cast is going to go big. And then he started down deep, he owns part of Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Like he, and the same thing goes for Kenan when he had the Kenan show. That was all NBC. Like Lorne Michaels owned it. So I feel like now he's not branding the staff as much as he did in the past in fear of that. Because I know, their names. A lot of them I know the names, but many of them I don't.
And it's so different now as far as like what they're already exposed to.
Yeah. 80 Bryant, I'm going to say, I'm just going to say 42. And that's for Jackie Robinson Page.
43.
80 Bryant's 38 years old.
My gosh.
She was great when we talked to her,
She's
man. Real
fine.
Humble.
Real good.
Sweet lady.
Nice as hell.
Knows how to do a good roast.
Let's do somebody
and
who's.
And funny jokes, too.
Somebody who's not nice. Great.
Oh, you son of a gun. Although, man, he's like really messed up right now, KO.
Yeah, it's not a work.
It's not a work. He's really like.
Plus, I feel like he dropped some pounds.
Yeah. Like, he's like. It's like the. You can break your neck. It's weird. Like, used to breaking your neck meant like maybe you don't even walk anymore. Or you're paralyzed. And now you can break your neck and rehabilitate and come back and wrestle.
He's the only one of the people that have. Celebrities that have blocked me on X. He's the only one I remember exactly why he blocked me.
Why?
Well, I started two hashtags. When he had Fight Owens Fight, I started the hashtag Eat Owens Eat.
Oh.
And then when, you know, he went by Kevin.
You're fat shaming.
He was Kevin Steen in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
So I called him Fatty the Sagan Steenboat. And he just blocked me. Have you seen his son?
No.
Look at his son. He's going to go to He's at the Performance Center, I'm pretty sure.
Are we going to see him wrestle Brock Lesnar's daughter in the future?
I think he's training. He's a big kid.
I just put in Kevin Owens' son. I know his.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
that kid grew up.
Good Lord.
He's going to wrestle.
Like, he's like the.
Because Kevin's good size already.
He's the equipped. Right. So, as Trump is like kind of a bigger guy, then you see Baron. Holy moly.
He's a big kid. You looking at his hot wife now?
I am. Who's got the hottest wife, though? That's easy, man. Randall Keith.
Yeah.
He's all spicy, boy. Golly,
I saw a picture of Randy's daughter. She looks just like him. Like, you can tell that's his kid.
What do you look up, wrestler kids now?
He posted pictures for Easton.
I know. I'm messing.
I don't know if he RKOs her like he does the boys when they're in the pool.
KO has got to be...
Keb?
40. How old is 80? 38?
38.
I'm going to go big 4-0 for KO.
Okay.
45.
English is not his first language. French is.
Yeah.
41 years old for Kevin
41
Owens.
Now.
He's been around hanging out with El Generico for a long time.
And also a guy who, I mean, his gimmick is fight Owens fight or his whatever is KO, but yet he branded that. That's a lot.
Yep.
That's like somebody saying like some kind of phrase and it getting on t-shirts and stuff like golly or whatever.
Let's do a guy you might not recognize his name, but you'd know his face.
The hush comes over the room.
He was in a bunch of movies in the 90s. Talking about Clueless, Road Trip.
Paul Rudd.
Garfield, nope.
Nope.
He was also half of Franklin and Bash. I couldn't tell you which one.
It's not Zach Morris, the other one.
Nope. Brecken Meyer.
Yep, that's him. Yep. Brecken Meyer. I think of a apartment complex here in Greenville we'd go party at when we were underage. Had a similar name.
Hell yeah.
That was The Ridge.
The Ridge.
The Ridge. How old is Breckenridge? I mean, Brecken Meyer, Paige.
Been having underage parties for years.
Well, they didn't host them. The people that had the apartment there did.
I have no idea.
I'll say 46.
Let's go with 51 years old.
Wow. Oh.
For Brecken Meyer. This guy here normally wouldn't make the list. But
Brecken Meyer. Brecken Meyer.
I love this song so much that we had to put him on the list. This was a hit in the late 90s for this gentleman.
Give me the initials.
EEC. Not his real name, but I don't think
Eagle Eye Cherry.
It is Eagle Eye Cherry. Song's called Save Tonight.
You give me the initials, and I am brilliant. I am Ken Jennings with initials, if that makes any sense. By the way, Fat Boy, when you Google Kevin Owens' son, look for the picture of him standing beside Omos. There's
what?
Not that much of a size differential, dude. Seriously.
I didn't know he's as big as Omos.
Not, but I'm saying there's 8 to 10 inches size difference. But that's it.
I mean, he's
Eagle Eye Cherry. Is he related to Nena?
Yeah.
Really?
They're half brothers. It says.
What about the Cherry Poppin' Daddies? Cousins by marriage? Or, Eagle Eye Cherry. Let's say 59.
56.
57 years old.
Ah, you closer than I was.
This lady right here. Started doing movies when she was 16 years
Linda
old.
Linda Lovelace.
Nope. But you're on the right tip. They weren't movies you're supposed to be watching at that age. She was in them.
Paige, say my catchphrase for me.
Your catchphrase?
Give me the initials.
T.L.
Tracy Lords.
Tracy Lords.
Yeah. I want to play a round tomorrow of you just describe famous people and you give me the initials. And I think I will get them all.
Her earlier movies, she had to be edited out. So they could release them.
That's a shame.
But she made it.
Not that she was edited out, but the fact that
she snuck in a couple of them being 16.
That's why I only look at MILF porn. I'm not taking you. Yeah, there's no chance these people are underage.
good point.
Did she become faint? Was it Tracy Lords?
Yeah, it is.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking who.
Goober. 60. No, I'm not going to do it. 68.
Is she that old?
Is she
59.
Dead? Paige is closer. Tracy Lords is 57.
Wowee, man.
She was 16 when she started.
God
and she, you know,
bless. That's,
yeah, that's true. I was trying to think.
Well, go and get it out of the way.
What? She wasn't on that HBO show. It was somebody else.
Yeah, wait a minute. Who is Gene Simmons' girlfriend?
Shannon Tweed.
Shannon Tweed, okay. Yeah.
Happy heavenly birthdays. We got a few here.
Her grandpa invented fabric.
from the dungeon in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. His dad ran the dungeon.
Damn Owen.
Yeah, Owen, as they say.
Owen.
It would have been a big one for Owen today.
Big 6-0.
Yep, he would have been 60. Left us in 1999.
Blue Blazer, rest in peace.
Kansas City. That's where it happened.
Kemper Arena.
God, the last picture somebody took of him, he was late to the entrance.
Go back, if you can, stomach it, and watch The Rock's match. And watch when The Rock is going outside, beefing it up with the fans ringside. You literally see the blood on the ring apron.
That's gross.
He took a big fall because his button was...
Worst. I would say one of the worst decisions ever made in the history of professional wrestling to continue that pay-per-view. I don't care, man. If business, it was good for business, or you can say Owen would have wanted it. No. You don't make guys go wrestle on blood.
That's terrible.
To hear JR talk about it, because he had to, on the fly, announce it and then talk about it.
Oh.
Because they just came in his ear and told him.
I know. Jerry Lawler was sitting there looking like he was about to squall.
That was biohazard. Awful. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, it's also just disrespectful to do the family.
Yeah. Former Meet the Press host Tim Russert would have been 75 years old today. Johnny Football, the first one.
Johnny U, met him in Spartanburg, South Carolina at the rally for the Panthers to come to town.
He would have been 92 years old today, John Unitas. And Gary Cooper, famous actor.
Gary Cooper.
More than 100 films. Would have been 124 years old.
Damn.
Yeah, 35 years.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's really old. Thank you for that and reminiscing. And also...
Owen.
I love reading texts when we talk about stuff. Because people are like, holy crap. Someone's even said... Kevin Owens' son is 6'6", and Omos is 7'3". So I was pretty much dead on, 8 to 10 inches separation. And that dude, again, 7'3", he's huge. And that kid, though. And then you look at the mom, who's even smaller, and I'm like, that's where science just explodes in my mind. Like, that big kid came out of that little lady.
He shot up, and then Paul, Tripp's got a hold of him, like, put him in the performance center now. We're going to train him to work.
We'll put him on the Hulu channel we've got now, or whatever it is. Like, they've got programming on everything now. I think even MeTV has old...
Giving it away, man. They're giving it away.
Well, they're making more money. They said they're making more money off YouTube clips than they made the third or fifth year, whichever the network made the most money, on ad rates just on YouTube by giving it away, essentially.
And they're coming to town on the 19th.
Who cares? Thank you for everyone to listen and called in, and even that one call that clearly no one enjoyed, but we appreciate you still calling in. Join us tomorrow morning. You know, Paige, is Thursday. What's going to happen?
Thursday, Facebook Festival.
Yeah.
Oh. Go get today's podcast. You can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. I love when it's a cappella. The TLCMotors.com text line. Don't text and drive. The Odyssey app. Spotify, Google Play, all of them, Google, Apple Music, all of it. Go get it. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands, and God bless America. It is good.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.